Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of nosocomial infections found under the microbiology section at medbullets.com. First, we will discuss bugs causing nosocomial infections. The first bug is E. coli. It is associated with UTIs and urinary catheterization. The next bug is Staphylococcus aureus. It is associated with wound infections. Pseudomonas aeruginosa is associated with burns and respirators. Legionella pneumophila is associated with water aerosols. CMV and RSV are associated with neonates in the nursery. Proteus mirabilis is associated with UTI and urinary catheterization. HBV is associated with healthcare workers in the dialysis unit. Candida albicans is associated with total parenteral nutrition. When it comes to UTIs, think about E. coli. When it comes to wounds, think about Staph aureus. When it comes to burns, think about Pseudomonas. When it comes to water, think about Legionella. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to nosocomial infections, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 57-year-old woman is evaluated in the surgical intensive care unit because she had the following laboratory results over the last 3 days. Serum leukocyte count on Monday was 8,700. On Tuesday, it was 12,100. On Wednesday, it was 15,200. She was initially hospitalized 10 days ago after a motor vehicle accident in which she fractured 8 left ribs and also fractured her right femur. These injuries have since been stabilized, but she has been slow to progress with physical therapy and incentive spirometry. She has an indwelling Foley catheter and was on stress-dose corticosteroids for a past medical history of adrenal insufficiency. Urinalysis reveals positive nitrites and leukocytes. Which of the following is the greatest risk factor for this patient's condition? Choice 1, female sex. Choice 2, poor hygiene. Choice 3, prolonged catheterization. Choice 4, steroid use. Choice 5, trauma. The correct answer is choice 3. Prolonged catheterization. This patient who presents with leukocytosis and positive nitrites on urinalysis in the setting of prolonged urinary catheterization most likely has a catheter-associated urinary tract infection. The greatest risk factor for a catheter-associated urinary tract infection is prolonged catheterization. Nosocomial infections can cause a high level of morbidity in patients who are hospitalized for a prolonged period of time. Among the most common nosocomial infections are catheter-associated UTIs, which can present with fever, altered mental status, dysuria, leukocytosis, and positive nitrites on urinalysis. Risk factors for the development of catheter-associated UTIs are female sex, poor hygiene, steroid use, trauma, and prolonged catheterization. Of these risk factors, prolonged catheterization is the most important risk factor, so prompt discontinuation of Foley catheters is imperative. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choices 1, 2, 4, and 5, female sex, poor hygiene, steroid use, and trauma, have all been identified as risk factors for the development of catheter-associated UTIs. However, according to numerous studies, as well as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, prolonged catheterization is the most important risk factor for catheter-associated UTI development. Finally, a bullet summary. Prolonged catheterization is the greatest risk factor for the development of catheter-associated UTIs. That's all for this review about nosocomial infections. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.